Hello, good afternoon. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation, and not only on the state, but also on your individual communities. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth, just for statistical purposes? Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, overall, how do you feel the city of Philadelphia, you think it is going in the right direction or in the wrong direction? What's your opinion?
Well, it's pretty much going in the right direction right now.
Okay. And just for a statistical purpose only, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, associate degree?
2 years of college, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No, I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And why Caucasian? Okay, that was the next question. Moving right along. Are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered? You are. Okay, thank you.
I am.
And when thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? How do you feel?
I'm satisfied.
Very, or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
You know, there's so many things that have to be taken care of, and we just got a new mayor, so, you know, we'll see how she does.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to talk about that. But how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
No, good.
Good? Thank you. Moving right along. Below is the list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. Inflation and the cost of living, jobs and the economy, city services like trash pickup, healthcare, public school funding, homelessness, public transportation, gun violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, corruption in city government, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety. If you had to pick three of them, which ones would you pick? Or two?
Guns.
Gun violence, okay.
Gun violence. And incarceration of people that have committed crimes and they don't get to, you know, they go into jail, they get supposed to get whatever they do for them. And then they come out and do the same thing over again.
So can I record that as a crime in public safety?
Yes.
I think
yes,
that should cover it, right? Healthcare, jobs in the economy. Which one would you pick? Another one.
Healthcare.
Healthcare. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, real quick, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay, let me read. No, but let me read the names in the commission, okay? Now, the first one is the District Attorney Larry Kressner from 0 to 10. How do you feel?
He's a 6.
A 6, okay. In the Philadelphia Department of Streets, from 0 to 10?
An 8.
Okay. And the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
Well, he's brand new, so we'll give him a 7.
Okay. And how about the Philadelphia Police Department? Same question.
I give them a 9.
Okay. And the governor, Josh Shapiro, what number?
I like him a lot. I'll give him a 10.
A 10? And your local police officers, how would
They're
you rate
wonderful.
Them? 10?
A 10, yes.
Okay. And the Philadelphia City Council, from 0 to 10?
7. They can only do so much.
Okay. And the SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A, SEPTA.
Yes.
But 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And the council member, Kenyatta Johnson.
He does a lot for the city. Give him a 7.
Okay. And how about Mayor Rochelle Parker?
I think she's going to be okay. I'll give her a 7 also.
A 7. Thank you. Now, moving right along. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? I know she just got the job, but so far, do you strongly approve the way she's handling? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve of what she's doing.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Now, here we go. The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Just somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, here's a list of issues. Okay, here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia daily life. After each one, can you please tell me on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue and your neighborhood? Where 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue and your neighborhood, and 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue and your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. The condition of roads and infrastructure for 0 to 10.
Well, I don't think we have too much of that problem here. I'll give them a 6.
Okay.
They were supposed to start the street sweeping. The streets are a disgrace.
Understood.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, how about the access to public transportation? 0 means it's highly dissatisfied. 5 means neither satisfied or dissatisfied. And 10 means highly satisfied. Access
neither
to public transportation.
Not dissatisfied or satisfied. I don't use public transportation.
So what number should we give them? 5?
5.
Okay. How about the cost of rent from 0 to 10?
It's a little high. I would give it a 3. They're charging people too much money. They can't eat. They're paying high rent.
Understood. How about access to affordable housing?
That's
what number
the works. I'll give them a 4.
Okay. And how about the quality of education in public schools in Philadelphia from 0
it's
to 10?
It's horrible. I'll give it a 1.
Okay. And the availability of good paying jobs from 0 to 10?
6.
Okay. And also the public safety in Philadelphia?
It's terrible. I'll give them a 5.
A 5. Okay. A 5 is neither satisfied or dissatisfied. A 0 means
satisfied.
Highly dissatisfied. How should I record your answer? What number?
3.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities from 0 to 10?
4. They need a lot of work done.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. I do appreciate your patience. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year? What's your
They're
opinion?
They're improving. They're improving. They're getting better.
They're getting better, okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, failing behind the cost of living, or rising to the point that where you can really get ahead? How do you feel?
No.
Rising, stay about the same, or falling?
Say it again, please.
Would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, or staying about the same? Failing or rising?
About
the same. Okay. And below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians may regularly spend money on. Can you please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses? You may select up to 3. The first one is childcare, groceries, recreation and entertainment, education, paying down debt, healthcare, including prescription drugs, rent, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, personal care, public transportation, or gas? If you had to pick 3 or 2.
Healthcare.
Okay.
Public transportation.
Okay.
And the education system.
Let me see. Education. Yeah, education system. Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned?
Not concerned. I'm not concerned at all.
Not concerned at all. Okay,
no.
That's right there. Okay, how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week,
no.
a few times a month, or really?
A few times a month. A few times a month.
A few times
Something
a month.
Happens, yes.
Do you think that city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department? What's your opinion?
If they pay them enough, you said?
No, do you think that city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount?
Too little on the police
mm-hmm. department. Okay. Now, here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, can you please tell me, ma'am, whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city, if the city implements it?
Not at all safer.
Right. How about close the open air drug market in Kensington? Will that action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer? A little bit safer or not at all safer?
I don't really go in that area, so I wouldn't be able to comment on that.
Okay. Should I record your answers? Not at all or a little bit? Or not at all.
Not
okay.
at all.
How about if the city takes action on declare a public safety emergency in the city? Is that action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street? Is that action will make you feel much safer?
Yes.
Somewhat safer? Much safer?
Yes, okay. Much safer.
Hire 50 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victims advocates. Is that action will make you feel much safer in the city? Somewhat safer, a little bit, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles? Is that action will make you feel much safer, somewhat, a little bit, or not at all safer?
A little bit.
Okay. And how about expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries?
Yes.
Much safer? Somewhat?
Yes.
Much safer? Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on
yes.
the line. In a few words, can you please tell me what have you seen or heard about Major Sherelle Parker recently? In a few words, what have you...
Actually, not too many people... I live in a very old neighborhood with a lot of older people, and nobody really gets involved in politics, good or bad. So she talks real good, but all politicians talk real good. So you got to wait and see what she does.
Okay, but that's what you heard about her, right? That she talks real good. Have you seen anything about Sherelle Parker? Nothing? Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving right along. We're almost done. Now, Major Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Can you please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and the elected officials in 2024? You may select up to three items. Okay, here's the first one. Remove homelessness encampments. Hire more police officers. Improve our schools and education. Foster a small business and local jobs. Reduce juvenile crime. Get guns off the streets, tackle the opioid crisis, improve public transportation, improve cities' infrastructure, support more affordable housing, invest in community development, or address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods. If you have to pick two or three.
They should do it all. You know, the education of the children, the prisoners that they let out and go back and do the same things they did while they were, they don't recruit those people. It's a shame.
I understand, ma'am. So that would be in reduced juvenile crime?
Yes.
Okay. And this is the issue.
Guns.
Yeah, tackle the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's another one. And how about hire more police officers?
Yes.
You think they should get, okay,
yes,
on the budget
should.
Next
yep.
year? Now, here's the list of specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each, can you please indicate on the scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you are strongly support that policy, And 5 means you neither support or oppose. And 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy, okay? You may select any number from 0 to 10. The first policy is invest $190 million in a new funding for our city public schools. Will you support or oppose that policy from 0 to 10?
Support.
What number?
5.
10? No, 5. Okay, if 5 means neither support or oppose, that's what 5 means. Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
And how about provide nearly $100 million for streets cleaning and litter removing along businesses districts, making them more attractive to shoppers from 0
yes.
to 10?
7.
Okay, and keep tax rates flat for Philadelphians, for Philadelphia taxpayers
mm-hmm.
from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And how about the policy of invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city? What number?
4.
Okay. And how about invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets? What number?
7.
And provides $100 million for treatment and trade facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illness.
Yeah.
What number?
6.
Okay. And add $25 million for grassroots communities, organizations that work with vulnerable population and neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
Mm-hmm.
From 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. And how about add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents? What number?
7.
Okay. And invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk, sweeping, and litter removal. What number?
5.
Okay.
People
thank you, members.
Clean up their own stuff.
Yeah, as you may know, major parking plans are requiring all 25,000 city of Philadelphia employees to return to the office. And in the pandemic era, hybrid or work from home practice. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and require them to?
I think they should go to work.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose? Strongly oppose. Okay. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for the needle exchange, and it will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes and other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, will you support or oppose that decision to end the city's support for needle exchange? I strongly support, or somewhat support?
Just support.
But I should record, does the answer, options in order for us to move along, somewhat support or strongly support?
Somewhat.
Somewhat support. Thank you, ma'am. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools.
Now, which
will keep schools open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Now, based on what you know, do you support or oppose that decision to end the city support for a year around the school?
I'll support it if they put central air in all the schools. It's too hot in them schools for kids to go to school.
Yeah, it's getting hard, really hard. Yeah. Now, will you support that or somewhat support?
Somewhat
support. Thank you, man. Let's finish this up. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day?
Never.
A few times a week? A few times a month? Really? Never, okay?
Never.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And do you consider yourself a strong or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
A strong Democrat. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know the difference.
Understood.
I don't know the difference.
How'd you ever call you?
I guess.
I can't because we have to select one in order to move along. Moderate.
All right.
In political issues.
Okay.
Good. And do you currently own your home, rent, live in with a family member or a friend or something else?
It's my family home.
So you own your home.
I don't own it. My sister owns it.
Okay, I understand. Which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? And remember, this is a study. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence in any way, okay, man? But which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay or bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Okay, thank you. And do you identify as a transgender or non-binary? Yes or no?
Neither.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, widow? You're a widow. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me just a moment. Thank you very much, man. Here we go. You're a widow, okay. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Okay, for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden? Okay,
mm-hmm.
The Democrat. And below are some potential news sources. Can you please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from? The Philadelphia Inquirer, the X or Twitter, Fox News, the Washington Post, CNN, the Philadelphia Daily News, Facebook,
Channel 6 News,
NPR, WHYY,
ABC.
No?
ABC.
Okay, so the local news stations.
Yeah.
New York Times, TikTok, Power 99,
no.
YouTube,
nope.
None of them?
Nope,
okay.
None of that.
And last year, that was 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it $25,000, $35,000,
$35,000 to $44,000?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time to help us. Very
You're
kind
welcome.
Of you, man. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Thank you.
Are you done?
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yes, well done. Thank you. Bye-bye.